I'm one of the appropriations chairs, and so for the first time, I've really got responsibility for everything in the budget. 2 years ago, I chaired education appropriations, and most of my focus was, you know, just on the education parts of it. 2 years before that, the same was true, and I was on transportation. I'm hoping that the revenue numbers that we'll get this week are going to give us, for the first time since I've been here, the ability to begin to put money back into some areas that we know we need to fund. We've got some serious issues related to state salaries getting out of whack with the private sector. A good example would be State Highway Patrol. We're spending a lot of money recruiting people to become State Highway Patrol members and officers, and after a year or two, we're losing them because the private sector, they can make more money as a security guard in some places than they can as a state highway patrolman. So that's just an example. There are many examples like that in state government where we're hemorrhaging people because we haven't been able to keep up on the salary side. We clearly made a commitment. We took a first step in addressing the salary issue related to teachers last time with a focus on starting pay. We now need to take a second step, and what that exactly is going to be, I can't tell you yet, but I think there's a lot of interest if the revenue numbers come in right to begin to make some more investments in education.